Jerry Bader Show 1035. TV ratings were huge for the World Series. I didn't mention this the day after the Red Sox clinched it. You could debate this forever, and I've done no research on it. Do you think it's even in the conversation that Big Papi David Ortiz had the best World Series performance ever? Or do you think that's too strong a statement? He hit almost 700, Jason. The only reason he didn't is they walked him in the last game. They never got him out, right? My understanding is they never got him out in six games. Are you sure? Jason says he struck out once. I heard several reports that they never got him out. Google David Ortiz. No out World Series. Just try that. Just try no out World Series. You think he did strike out once, huh? Let's see. Here, where David Ortiz's epic World Series ranks among the best of all time. I only have a second on this. Let's see. All right. I can't find it anywhere. At most, it was once. I did hear several. Where do you see it? One for eight. Yeah, so he did have one. What? All right. Yeah, I see it. One. So he was one for eight. One strikeout and eight base on balls. Or eight. No, that wouldn't be right. He didn't have eight walks, did he? It doesn't matter. He had one of the most amazing ever. I would have to do research on it. But it's got to be very, very close. Got to be really close to what to one of the greatest performances ever. Not surprised that the TV ratings were as strong as they were. It was just that kind of... Let me know if you find it. I'm going to move on to other... MVP, most valuable Papi. I had not heard that. But a brilliant performance. All right. I'm not going to talk much about Obamacare today. We've talked about it a lot in the last few days, as everyone else has, and that is Obamacare. There is a report, however, by CBS that on the first day, only six people enrolled. Only six people enrolled. And, of course, the goal is they would need 39,000 a day to meet the goal of 7 million by March 1st. But only six people enrolled. By Wednesday afternoon, enrollments were up to about 100. By the end of Wednesday, 248. We still haven't seen all of the numbers yet. We don't need to take calls on what David Ortiz did. It was just an amazing performance. Whether or not he struck out, I don't care anymore. So you don't have to call and let us know. Anyway, that number is amazing. Six? Really? Six people enrolled on the first day. By the way, it's going to be interesting to see how many Democrats jump on with Ron Johnson on that you can keep your insurance and what Mary Landrieu does. She first said she was going to propose her own. Now it sounds as though her own bill to that effect, she may jump on to whoever does introduce one, including Ron Johnson. Then there is this story. Found this online today. Actually, one of the newspapers, I think one of the Gannett newspapers had a story on it, but it links to a Channel 3 story out of Milwaukee. This is one of those free speech questions. It deals with, I'm going to need that audio, Jason. It deals with an ordinance that's being proposed in Wisconsin Dells for T-shirt shops. They're a big deal in the summer when the Dells is in the midst of the tourist season. Many of them now are closed for the season. They don't operate year-round. They're not really for the locals. They're for the people who go and visit the Dells, as my family and I did for years when our kids were younger. We did it, I don't know how many times. We did it many times. Some residents and some shop owners in the Dells downtown are upset because these shops display obscene T-shirts in their windows or elsewhere where the public can see them. They're proposing an ordinance to crack down on this because they asked the shop owners, did the city, to not do that. Look, if you're going to have those, have people have to go inside to see them. Here is the story from Channel 3 in Madison on this.
New at 10 now, the mayor of the Wisconsin Dells wants downtown businesses to censor storefronts.
Tonight, Team's Danica Lewis looks at a proposed ordinance that would outlaw obscene apparel displays. Danica?
Well, Eric and Michelle, the Dells mayor says he's gone door-to-door asking downtown store owners to move merchandise with sexual references, racial slurs, and profanity inside. Most store owners voluntarily took down derogatory shirts, but some insist on their right to advertise, so the city is cracking down.
It's a key Halloween question. What are you wearing? There are some things.
Everything is getting more and more explicit as the years go on.
Aaron Dubay's 3-year-old won't be dressing in, and dad hopes won't even catch a glimpse of while trick-or-treating.
But to be walking around in a family environment like this, they don't even be seeing it on T-shirts out in front of stores.
Some of this stuff doesn't seem so bad, but it's what this face is smiling about, what this person is greeting, and what's next to it that could cross the line.
There's a big difference between a person that wants to have an artistic or cultural expression and a person who's just trying to make a buck, and that's what they're trying to do.
Mayor Brian Landers wants explicit gear out of sight from the sidewalk. Shops could still sell it, he says, but customers would be warned about the more adult material before going inside to see the shirts.
Broadway is our first impression. You never have a second chance to make a great first impression.
Kelly Trumbull has done business on Broadway for years and says downtown Dells is on the brink of major business growth. She wants to see it rebranded without questionable tees.
In everything that we're doing to put family first and a good, wholesome experience first, I really support it.
Some find the shirts funny, but the ordinance is no joke. It would cost a store owner $500 for each obscene item in the window. And if someone fights the fine on grounds of free speech or otherwise, the city is prepared.
Our legal research through our city attorneys felt that this is an ordinance that would stand any court.
And that ordinance will go to council for final approval in a few weeks. Mayor Landers expects it to pass, and it will go into effect immediately. Now,
I cut myself a little short on time here, but I'd like to take some calls on this. I have some thoughts on it in 3 minutes. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. There was a day when government didn't have to do this, where businesses wouldn't display this type of thing in public. But they do. So government feels they do have to take action. But does it violate free speech rights? It's 10:44.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.